just want to talk to you guys real quick about the strength of the Lord. Sitting out here in a park, and God is here. He's stuck inside my belly. He'll never leave or forsake me. And I got a bunch of angels around me. I can feel the sauce in this public place, so we're not hiding in a building anymore. We're hiding in Christ and going out in public and showing forth Him. Hallelujah. My daughter is out there playing on the swing, so I can see her clearly from here. And there's a lot of peace and there's a lot of glory. Hallelujah. But you know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We know that. But how do you make God your strength? You know, the Lord will fight for you. How do you make God fight for you? To fight the battle. I found this one simple key, and it's been like just unraveling for the last couple days. There's been an open heaven in my heart, in my house. I even had a dream last night where these zombies, well, a zombie was chasing me. I'm like, what the heck, man? The dead should not ever run out the living. So I turned around and I started chasing the zombie. Yeah, death fears life. That's funny. The living should never fear death, because we overcame death in the living one, right? You know, death, where is your sting? You know that the sting of death is sin. So if you die, you'll continually get stung by sin. It doesn't say the sting of sin is death. That's the fruit of it. But the sting of death is sin. And it's because if you die in your sins, those sins will continually sting you throughout eternity. So it's good to get into life. And He's a person. You know, Jesus Christ is the only way, truth, and the life for you to have life more abundantly. And you can pull out all the stingers that the enemy has put in you. I just flicked a little spider off the table because this is the table of the Lord. We ain't allowed no witchcraft here. Hallelujah. But a couple days ago, I just decided I'm going to worship God, even though I don't feel like it, because I feel lazy and I want to do my own thing. It's not really about my soulish feelings. It's like, you know, the scripture says that God's seeking worshipers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. So I decided to do that. And you know what? I didn't feel much peace. Tears were coming down. It still felt really good to release everything in my soul. It's like all the stuff in my soul just got poured out of me. But it wasn't until later that I sat down to relax and watch someone on YouTube, and I got totally plastered. I'm still in that sauce. I'm still in that realm right now. And I made a couple of videos already where I was toasted. I was totally fried in the Lord. Our God is consuming fire that fries up everything that's not of Him, that tries to block us from Him. He fries up every veil that the enemy throws over our spirit, soul, and body. The consuming fire. He consumes everything that can be consumed. And everything that comes out of the refiner's fire becomes pure. Even if they have to get refined 7 times, like, it's good to go into the fire of God. Hallelujah. And worship is a major key in how to open the heavens in your life. I mean, worship in spirit and worship in truth. Not just singing songs, but you're singing to God. You're not singing the songs for the sake of trying to stay in tune. It's fine to try to stay in tune, but you're tuning into the living God, tuning into heaven, so that heaven can fine-tune your body, your soul, and spirit, and it can flow through you, so it's on earth as it is in heaven, whether it's in a park, or whether it's in your house, or whether it's with your friends. It doesn't matter. You're in tune with God. Yeah, that's what makes heaven heaven. It's God. It's the presence of God. It's the light of God coming through all the angels. It's the light of God flowing from the river of life. flowing from the throne of God, that life manifesting straight from the throne. And everything from the throne comes from God, His authority, and that's what makes heaven heaven. It's the glory that manifests through God. You know, in the Revelation, we'll have no need for the sun or the moon, like the natural things, because the light will be coming from the Lamb. The Lamb is the light, is the manifestation of who He is, just shines through everybody. And we were just reflect Him. Even our clothes reflect Him. Robes of righteousness. He's our righteousness, right? So we reflect the righteousness of God in heaven. And each robe tells a story of how the good works that we did on the earth, the spiritual things, the righteous things, not dead works, which is of the flesh, but righteousness, which is of the Spirit, coming through us. And every robe tells the story of what we did when we were walking on the earth. The robes tell the story, His story. His story through our clothes. We wear the robes of righteousness of what we walked in when we walked to the earth. And it's glorious. Hallelujah. Blood of Jesus on you, Shaka. Oh, so take a deep breath of heaven. Enjoy the life and let God fight your battles. The battle is the Lord's, right? So when you're hiding in the Lord, you're hiding in the secret place of the Most High. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 shall fall at your right hand, but it cannot approach you because you're abiding in life, abiding in the resurrection power of God who destroys. He puts all of your enemies under your feet. He has put all of your enemies under your feet in Christ. If you're in Christ, then all the enemies are under your feet. They may try to pop their head up and make them throw an illusion over you, making you think that you're under them, but it's not true, because that's not what the truth said. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know, He crushed Satan underneath His feet. His head got crushed, you know. The devil has brain damage from somebody's foot. Hallelujah. That's why he's so confused. And so don't get confused when he comes into your atmosphere and tries to throw confusion over you. You have perfect clarity in the mind of Christ. He knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. There's a lot of glory in the park today. Holy shaka. Shatareke. Okay. You guys want to take a peek? This is where I am right now. I'll give you a quick little look. See, there's everyone's just playing in the park. No, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So these little parks are like on earth as it is in heaven. When the sons of God show up and start just releasing the sauce over everyone, just fill them all up, God. And my daughter's just playing with some kid over there. It's cute. I have a lot of fun. Yeah, there was a little bit of drama this morning. But we all corrected that. And then we just came to the park. We walked through the forest. Just enjoying. This is the, you know, this is the day the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad inside of it. If God made it, it's good, so may as well enjoy the goodness of the Lord. It leads us to repentance from dead works and our own deadness. It leads us to life. Hallelujah. Wow, I just got real hungry there. Hallelujah. Anyways, yeah, I would encourage you all, worship God. And as you worship God, it builds an atmosphere to destroy the works of the enemy, because you're worshiping in the Spirit and in truth. And in the Spirit and in truth, you realize what the truth truly is. He's a person. And you also you realize the revelation of what He's like. And He's a mighty warrior, a conqueror. He overcame everything for us to step into Him so that we can be overcomers too. Hallelujah. God bless your face. Stay blessed. And worship God in spirit and truth, and watch Him just destroy all your enemies. And we know those are the spirits, right? Come on, we pray for the human beings who don't know Him yet. Hallelujah. Amen. Shalom, peace to y'all. Glory.